For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I'll get right to the teaching because we did our announcements of our upcoming meetings yesterday. You can find those dates at AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. And always remember, if you've missed any of this broadcast, and I have a feeling you're going to want to really follow on this message, what to do when your back's up against a wall, you can go to the radio menu page on our website and just listen to it for free. I don't think that I'll be recording, and I'll tell you why. I want to really get into some healthy discussions regarding some of these themes, plural, that you're going to hear in this teaching. So I'll just wait and see. If someone, a lot of times people will record via their phone or, but I don't think I'll have a sound tech come and have to record it because I like that free flowing, you know, if we get interrupted by a question or a great point or our audiences have great thoughts regarding these teachings, I just want to be able to let it fly. So I'm saying all that to say, if it's not recorded, I will have notes. In fact, I hand notes to everybody who attends, but I'll also have it these recordings from radio on the website. All right. Our story, brethren, takes place out of 1 Samuel chapter 30. Now, David is, yes, the King David who's to be king over Israel. But if you know your Bibles, you know that even though Samuel comes and anoints him as king, he spends 13 years running for his life from a guy named Saul. You know, maybe you're out there and you think, man, God, I had this vision, this dream for you. You even told me this was part of my destiny. And all I'm doing is fill in the blank. Well, my brethren, this happened to David as well. It happened to Joseph. It happens to everyone. Because God is having the self-life go so that the life of Christ, the true us in Christ, the destinies we're created for in Ephesians 2:10 will come forth. It takes a lot, my friend, to get that outer shell broken. But at any rate, let's look at this story. Look at some of the themes we're going to be talking about. Prayer, God's guidance, exhaustion, God's sovereignty, his goodness, our own efforts when they're burned with fire, our inheritance, and recovering all. So here's David. He's now finally whipped 13 years. This is the last 16 months of his running from Saul. He sees King Achish. King Achish is with the Philistines. Philistines are the enemy. Always have been. And David finally, out of a fit of exhaustion, says, may I come into your camp? I'm exhausted. Saul won't leave me alone. Achish allows him to. He gives him a place called Ziklag as his inheritance. My brethren, let me just say this because I'm on radio and I don't have a whole lot of time to dig into it, but on radio anyway. Ziklag was never meant to be David's inheritance. I'm just saying. Okay? God had a whole different plan, and he will get to that plan. But in the meantime, David's exhausted, and he turns to King Achish. Proverbs 14:12, there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Now, the good news of God is mercy and grace and repentance kick in, right? And we find our way once again with Christ. So here's 1 Samuel 30. David says, hey, king, I'll even use some of my men to help fight Israel. Are you kidding me? That's who David's from. I'll use my men to help fight Israel. I'll help you Philistines fight. Are you kidding me? This is what exhaustion can do. And after all, Saul stopped chase. The Bible says Saul stopped his chase. You can find reprieve for 16 months in a bottle. You can find reprieve for 16 months in anything outside of God's will. But eventually, it's going to stop. My time is out. Join me tomorrow. We're going to keep going on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.